What if the future of advertising is reshaped by a concept you've not yet explored? The framework of cost per relevant person, or CPRP, holds the key to more effective marketing strategies. Today we'll unpack this innovative approach and its implications in the advertising landscape. Get ready to enhance your understanding of advertisement effectiveness through CPRP. This lesson will help you understand CPRP and GRP concepts and their importance in TV advertising. You will analyze CPRP application in Indian television advertising using high-profile events. Next, we will compare CPRP across audience demographics to enhance targeting strategies. You will evaluate CPRP limitations and discover ways to optimize media spend. Additionally, you will master CPRP and GRP calculations for informed media planning decisions. Finally, we will summarize and apply the BDI-CDI metrics for effective media investment outcomes. Understanding CPRP is essential in advertising. CPRP represents the cost to reach 1% of TV households, serving as a household-level exposure price tag. This metric is closely tied to GRP, as it relates advertising cost to GRP percentages. It matters because it benchmarks cost efficiency across channels and programs, guiding budget decisions. GRP itself aggregates reach and frequency, providing a comprehensive view of household exposure. Remember, CPRP indicates cost efficiency rather than engagement quality or outcomes. Understanding gross rating points, or GRPs, is essential for comprehending advertising metrics. A single GRP represents 1% of all TV households that viewed the ad. GRP is significant because it aggregates both reach and frequency, such as how many households were exposed and how often. Importantly, measurement is household-centric, meaning multiple viewers in one home count as a single household. This model is crucial for the cost per reach point, as GRP ties into the evaluation of cost efficiency. For a quick illustration, if your campaign achieves a reach of 40% with an average frequency of 2, you end up with 80 GRPs. In India, the impact of the Indian Premier League on CPRP is significant. The IPL drives CPRP premiums as advertisers invest heavily to tap into its vast viewership. For instance, Pepsi pays higher CPRP during the tournament, reflecting its strategy for mass awareness, conditional on reaching core customers. Amazon similarly accepts premium CPRP but ensures that the audience aligns with its priority shoppers. It's crucial to remember that high CPRP alone doesn't guarantee conversions. The audience fit and purchase intent are key factors. Therefore, effective planning should balance CPRP costs with audience profiling to evaluate the true value of premium IPL inventory. Consider a morning news program that skews heavily towards viewers aged 45 to 60. This composition results in a lower rating for the desired younger demographic of 18 to 34. Consequently, the gross rating point performance suffers, which leads to a higher cost per rating point due to advertising waste. In contrast, a youth-targeted campaign captures a stronger alignment, yielding higher gross rating points and more efficient cost per rating point. Hyundai India has adjusted its target to include households over 50, achieving better viewer matches and increased ratings among aligned homes. This strategy effectively raises both gross rating points and cost per rating point as reach expands. The importance of audience targeting cannot be overstated in today's marketing landscape. CPRP's blind spot reveals that cost efficiency does not equate to engagement quality or intent. Take KBC's primetime reach for instance. While it boasts a vast audience, many viewers might not be in need of online education. This reach waste translates to paying for households that are unlikely to convert, thereby draining ROI. By employing TV Plus to target specific demographics and viewing behaviors, we can effectively find potential converters. This strategy ultimately leads to less waste and an improved ROI, ensuring that marketing spending is directed to the most relevant households. To understand how to calculate CPRP, we begin with the CPRP formula. It states that the cost of advertisement divided by GRP gives you the cost per reach point. Next, we look at the GRP formula, which is determined by multiplying reach by frequency. Reach, or R, refers to the percentage of total TV households exposed at least once to the advertisement. Frequency, or F, measures how many times the same household see the ad. Finally, the cost of advertisement is simply the total spend for the ad placement or package. As we explore CPRP computation, let's first establish the relationships for GRP and CPRP. These metrics link exposure to cost effectively. To compute GRP, we consider a campaign reaching 25% of households with an average frequency of 2, resulting in a GRP of 50. With a total advertisement cost of 50,000 rupees, the CPRP is calculated as 100,000 rupees per GRP. This value represents the cost to buy 1% of household exposure, a crucial insight for effective planning. To calculate the cost per rating point or CPRP, we first set known values for the advertisement. The reach is 5% of TV households, the frequency is 2, and the cost stands at 50,000 rupees. Next, we compute the gross rating points, or GRP, by multiplying reach and frequency, resulting in 10 GRPs. To find the CPRP, we divide the total cost by the GRP, giving us a cost of 500,000 rupees per GRP. This outcome signifies how much we spend to reach each 1% of TV households, which is crucial for effective media planning. Understanding the BDI and CDI matrix is essential for brands aiming to maximize their market impact. The primary purpose of this matrix is to assess local market sales health compared to overall performance, guiding smarter media allocation. BDI reflects how well a brand performs in relation to its national average, while CDI shows how the category fares nationally. Together, these metrics help classify markets as high-high, high-low, low-high, or low-low for targeted actions. This insight allows brands to prioritize budgets and optimize their media strategies effectively. To fully understand the BDI and CDI metrics, it's crucial to start with its purpose, comparing a market's brand performance and category performance to its population share. The formulas utilized incorporate percentage shares, specifically market population, market category sales, and market brand sales. When interpreting these indices, an index of 100 indicates average performance, while values above or below illustrate strong or weak performance relative to the population. Effective planning involves combining BDI and CDI to determine where to allocate spending for growth or defense. Both indices work together to normalize performance across markets and guide strategic decisions. In evaluating market A, we see a population share of 10% with category sales at 11% and brand sales at 7%. This results in a category development index, or CDI, of 110, indicating a strong category, but a brand development index, or BDI, of 70, shows weakness for the brand. Meanwhile, market B has a population share of 20%, where category sales are at 19% and brand sales are 28%. The CDI here is slightly below average at 95, but a high BDI of 140 indicates a strong brand performance. Therefore, the interpretation suggests that market A needs brand building efforts due to its low BDI, while market B should maintain support for its strong brand in a category that's underperforming. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson on CPRP in advertising. We started with understanding CPRP and the related concept of GRP, which both play vital roles in advertising efficiency. Effective audience targeting and demographic insights are essential for creating impactful campaigns. We then explored the CPRP calculation process, which involves dividing advertising costs by gross rating points. Lastly, the BDI and CDI matrices serve as strategic tools for identifying market strengths and opportunities. You can apply these principles to enhance your advertising strategies and optimize your future campaigns.